What is up, everybody? Welcome to the TJTV podcast, only on Spotify and Google Podcasts. How is everyone doing on this beautiful day? We have a lot to cover today. Actually, I do want to say this. Go Phillies. Last night's game was so phenomenal. 6 home runs. Bryce Harper had 2 home runs. I have to say, that was a big, important game. And tonight is more important. If they win this game, we are going to advance to the next round. You know what would be great? If we had a repeat of last year, we're in the World Series with the Astros, and we kick the Astros' ass, because I think that's what the city needs, honestly. For the Phillies to win the World Series, and for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, we got robbed last year of the Super Bowl, I have to tell you that. I mean, I say this all the time, we did get robbed, and Patrick Mahomes is a big fucking baby. Plus, he's really been killing me with fantasy football at the moment. I mean, honestly. I have been losing. I've lost 5 games in fantasy this year on my one team. And on my other team, I am 4-1. And then my last team, I am 2-3-0. I'm 2-3. So Patrick Mahomes has not been doing good. He's been killing me. Literally. Last year when I was on fantasy, or actually Tori was on fantasy, last year she had... She wanted to get Mahomes, and Mahomes was doing great. And I was so mad that the one person on the team that we're playing with, she got Mahomes, and she was kicking ass. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna beat her at this game. I got Mahomes, and he sucks. Honestly, the guy sucks. And everyone was like ragging on me. They're like, oh, why are you picking quarterbacks first? You know what? I don't care. It is what it is. But hey, I'll tell you one thing. That's just how it goes, guys. It's how it goes, rolling on the river. Anyways, so today we got a long show. We're going to be talking about conspiracy theories. Last night I did an episode like this, and when I was recording it, I literally thought like, ah, this sucks, you know? It really did suck. Like, I had the episode all up and ready to go. I just didn't post it yet because... of how bad it was. And when I was doing the show, my mouth was so dry and I felt like I was getting sick. So I didn't post the episode because I thought, like, this sucks. I'm not going to do it. There's no point in doing it. Really is no fucking point. So I'm just going to scrap the episode and not even, like, focus on it. I mean, it's already deleted, but hey, you got to do what you got to do. By the way, the last couple episodes with Jordan Cup and Trips Ahoy, they're doing really well. And that's what I mean. I love interviews. Interviews are my favorite thing to do because you get to talk to a lot of different people. We have a lot of fun things to talk about. And surprisingly, I have an interview that's going to be out tomorrow. And the episode's going to premiere tomorrow. So you got 2 episodes back to back. Also, I do have an announcement to make. So I am still in the works of trying to get like... do a live broadcast at one of the haunted attractions in Pennsylvania, Delaware, or Jersey. So I'm just trying to work that out. If I don't get it this year, it's definitely going to be next year. And I do have another special announcement. Back in September, I did Saturday Soundtrack Summer Ending Edition, or the End of Summer Edition, pretty much, whatever it was called. In any event, I'm going to be doing another Saturday Soundtrack, which is basically going to be Halloween music themed. And it's going to be premiering on October 31st. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be TJTV Presents Saturday Soundtracks Halloween Edition themed. And it's just going to be a bunch of Halloween music all in one episode. It's probably going to be about maybe 45 minutes like we did the last time. So, you know, stay tuned for that. I'm probably not going to be asking everybody what their favorite song was just because, I don't know, because there's not a lot of Halloween songs, but there are. I mean, there's songs like The Monster from Eminem and Rihanna. Then you also got Sympathy for the Devil from the Rolling Stones. Something stupid. I don't know. But in any event, I'm not going to ask anybody their songs. I'm just going to have a bunch of songs, a list of songs, and just play it all. And plus, you know, my anniversary is on the 31st of October every year. So that's what we're going to be doing. So, yeah. All right. Here's what we're going to do. Let's take a break. We're going to be doing a lot of conspiracy theories for children's TV shows. So like Rugrats, Pokemon, all that fun stuff. Ed, Edd n Eddy. So yeah, we're going to be doing that. And then we'll come back. And they're not even conspiracy theories. They're more creepy pastas, I guess. So yeah. All right, here we go. We'll be back. TJTV Podcast. Only on Spotify and Google Podcasts. See you guys on the back end of the break.
Are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today to calm her down.
Hey yo. Such a great song. It's so dark, which is something I love. Like, this song really represents somebody who is really fucking creepy. Just listen to the words for a second.
You float like a feather in a beautiful
get demonetized for this shit. Turn it up.
I wish I was special. So fucking special.
Oh wow.
But I'm a creep. I'm a winner. What the fuck am I doing here? I don't belong here.
Oh man, what a great song. Just blew out your eardrums for that, guys. All right. So, creepypastas, there are a lot of them out there, and you guys don't know what a creepypasta is. Well, you're probably not lonely like me, but in any event, yeah, creepypastas are pretty much conspiracy theories, like the Red Room Theory, the Teletubbies Lost Episode, Ed, Edd n Eddy Lost Episode, Rugrats Lost Episode, pretty much stupid shit like that to make kids believe, like, oh, this actually happened. So, yeah. Pretty much, it's something like that, and like I said, there are three theories in particular that I find that were really creepy growing up, and just, you know, looking back at old TV shows, it kind of makes me think, like, this is real. Like, for example, Ed, Edd n Eddy, they all are in purgatory. I'm going to give you a little backstory on that in a second, but they're all in purgatory, and then Rugrats, they're all dead because the parents don't watch them. It's just stupid shit like that that really makes me think, like, wow, that's, like, creepy. And that was disgusting. But, yeah, in any event, stumbling over my words today, let's take a drink of something. Then we're going to start with Rugrats because Rugrats, that theory is more creepy than actually what I thought it was. I mean, personally, I thought it was something like, you know, oh, I'm not even going to get into it. I'm not going to get into it. So we're going to start with Rugrats. And I want you guys to give me your insight. Like, what do you guys think? Is this a real story or no? Also, I have a special guest with me, Sam Whalen.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, you have a great voice.
Thanks.
Turning me on.
And I'm sick.
And you're so sick. So I'll be sick next.
Yeah. We'll be doing this from home. We're 6 feet apart, I think, in the studio.
I mean, that's how big I am, if you want to be serious, but, you know.
Wow. Okay.
Anyways, the Rugrats theory. Creepypasta, I guess. That's what I'm going to be talking about today. But you know the theory, right? How they're all, like, dead or something like that?
Yeah. Give me a refresher, because I was trying to remember, but I'm not sure I have the whole theory.
So, pretty much, Angelica suffers from schizophrenia, and she got into deep drugs back in, like, once she turned 13 and all grown up. So basically, Tommy was a stillborn. Chucky died at childbirth, and the DeVilles got an abortion. And Angelica couldn't decipher between like if it was a boy or a girl, so she made twins.
Mm.
And then Dill was the only baby that actually was like real.
Huh. See, a lot of these creepypastas are just like unnecessarily dark, which I think is the kind of the point. But like, yeah, I mean, I guess I feel like that's they didn't really think about that though. They're like, we're just gonna have some cute kids in a cartoon.
Well, they're portraying it like it's a real story, which I don't get.
It's real to me.
Do you believe that it would like what it's actually like true that like there's an actual girl named Angelica who suffered from like schizophrenia and like just made up shit?
No. I think most of these kids' cartoons are a little bit more pure hearted. I hope so. There's also the SpongeBob one, right? Or something like isn't something everyone's dead in Bikini Bottom too?
It was like from a nuclear like bomb or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they all represent the seven deadly sins.
Yeah, that's always a good one. Gilligan's Island, you know.
Yeah.
It turns out the seven deadly sins are pretty broad. You can apply them to most topics.
I think Plankton's Lust.
Nice.
No. I can't remember. I got to look it up. But, oh, no. But the other thing about Rugrats was Susie was her only friend. And Susie knew she was into deep drugs and shit, too.
Mm.
And apparently, you remember the Cynthia doll?
No, it's been a very long time since I've seen Rugrats.
Well, Cynthia, she had like three fucking like long hairs and like she was bald up top. That was her mom, and there was a doll that like her mom looked like that before her mom died. And Angelica's like stepmother was her stepmother or some shit. I don't fucking remember. But
well, that's depressing.
Yeah, like they made it so depressing. And like whenever I watch Rugrats on Paramount Plus, I'm just like, this is dark.
How often are you watching Rugrats on Paramount Plus? Just like for fun?
Just for fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it still hold up?
Yeah.
Huh.
I've been watching Rocket Power recently too.
What is that?
Really?
You're old. I don't know.
You never heard of Rocket Power?
Maybe if I saw it.
Oh, I'll play it.
Play a clip from Rocket Power. See if you can get claimed.
I already played a clip from Radiohead. Let's see.
Nice.
Rocket Power?
Yeah. Is that the band from the Goofy movie?
No. This is like a skateboarding show.
Oh, I remember that kid.
Yeah, you remember that kid?
Yeah, the kid with the glasses and the red hair. I don't think I watched that show because it looked ugly.
It looked ugly.
Yeah.
No, I like that show, though. Apparently, with that show, all the kids are dead in that, too.
Sure. Okay.
And the dad, Raimundo, he's like a stoner. And all like his kids died from marijuana overdoses. So like these things are just so unnecessarily dark. But since we're in the Halloween season, it's kind of like fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
What about the Ed, Edd n Eddy theory?
I hate that show.
You hate there that show?
Also, aren't all those kids dead too?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hated that show. Anytime that would come on Cartoon Network, I would turn it off.
Really?
That show is visual vomit. I don't like people love it. I hate that show, and I hated the yellow one, Ed.
Oh.
He's so annoying. Like, he's maybe top five most annoying cartoon characters ever.
Well, he was deemed to be stupid.
I don't care.
You
no
don't care?
Excuse. He's annoying.
Well, so apparently, you know all the characters, right?
I don't know their names. There's the green tall one, there's green, the short one with the thing on his head, and then there's the yellow one. And then there's the Plank. I remember Plank.
Plank. So, yeah, that kid, Johnny. So I'll go through all the characters. Rolf, who was... He was like a farmer, and he came from like a foreign country or some shit. That's why he had the accent.
Mm-hmm.
He got trampled by his farm animals.
Sure.
In the 1900s.
And do we have evidence of that, or are we just freeballing? We're just guessing.
No, I actually read this theory last okay. night. Kevin, the bully, he got beat up by his dad. Naz got raped and killed in the 60s. Ed, the tall guy, mm-hmm. and his sister got killed in a car crash in New York or something like that.
Very specific.
What else did... Eddie died in a lake. He sure. drowned because he was doing a scam, and the scammers knew his scheme, and they chased him, and he ran into a lake and drowned to death.
Mm-hmm. So you can do the ending of Friday the 13th with Eddie.
Yeah.
Someone's got to make that edit. I'm not that talented, but somebody
not
can
that
make
talented.
Where the little kid comes out of the water at the end.
Yeah.
But with the guy from Ed, Edd n Eddy.
And Jimmy... Do you remember Jimmy?
Which one was Jimmy?
He was like the really pale one with like the fucking...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He died of leukemia.
I was going to guess that he had some kind of horrible disease. People say that about Caillou, too.
Oh, fuck. I hate that kid, Caillou.
Never, I don't ever watch that show, but I know everybody said he had cancer.
My niece loved fucking Caillou.
Fucking comma Caillou or fucking Caillou?
Fucking Caillou. Fucking Comic-Con Caillou. No, she loved that show. And we would, and whenever my mom would watch her, Caillou was always fucking on. I wanted to shoot him.
Yeah, that's tough. That was the worst. Like when you're home from school or on the weekends and there's just nothing on your usual channels or shows you don't watch. There was another show that I hated. Brandy and...
Mr. Whiskers?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I remember that
show.
That
show sucked.
What about Dave the Barbarian? Did you ever see that?
Hated that show, too.
Oh, my God.
So much just trash. Like, give me the cream of the crop. Give me the Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
That was a great show.
Mm-hmm. They tried... Did they try bringing it back? I forget.
No, that Teen Titans, they brought that back.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Well, hey. You're real angry about that.
Yeah, I am. Because they all look dumb. They all, like... If you watch the new intro, you're making a mockery of the fucking original.
That's true. Yeah, but like, I don't know. I used to be very anti Teen Titans Go, but then I like because I'll put Adult Swim on, so the next day it's Cartoon Network when I turn my TV on, and it's pretty funny. Like it helps if you have like a child sense of humor, which I do. It's not terrible, but I do understand the initial hatred. But it's the same voice cast, I think. So, like, they're still getting paid.
Yeah. I mean, is it really the same voice cast?
It's at least Robin is the same. I know that. But I think all of them are the same.
I don't know. When it comes to reboots, I don't like it. It's like the new SpongeBob. I can't get into the new SpongeBob. I have to watch the old ones.
I can't believe SpongeBob is still going. I guess it's still a cash cow for Nick, but...
It's the only original show.
Bring back El Tigre.
What's... El Tigre.
That was another show I didn't watch, but it was El Tigre on Nick. It was like a kid. It was like a kid with superpowers.
Oh, really? What about Mucha Lucha?
I don't know. That one.
it's a real show.
We're just gonna start saying words.
No, it's a real show.
Remember like... Flippy Dippy?
Let me see.
What was the other? What was that one? Tech. It was like a tribe of people with magic. Tech and the Forbidden Crystal or something. I don't know.
Temple of the Doom. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Mucha Lucha here. Let me play this one. Let's see. Watch an ad come up. Yep. Fucking ads. I hate ads.
Mm. You should just start pretending like they're your sponsors.
Yeah, that would be funny. And I'll get sued. All right, this is Mucha Lucha. Lucha! Remember that show?
I do. Now that I'm seeing it, I don't remember the music, but I remember these characters. They're really good character design.
Yeah, for 2000. I think it was like 2005 when the show came out.
I looked up the one I was thinking of, and I remember the video game because I had it on Game Boy, Tack and the Power of Juju.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember that. Yeah. I played that game all the time.
Yeah, this is probably offensive now, but I played this game.
Some of the shit that like they have on TV, they couldn't be played today.
No. Absolutely not, especially when it comes to children's programming and movies too. Like that's the thing. Like I'm not gonna try to get into the whole PC discussion, but like it was good when you saw a kids movie and it scared you, you know?
Right.
Like it, you know, I feel like they're too sanitized now, and like, I'm 23, I sound like a 500 year old man, but I think kids movies, you know, and like they scare you and maybe they challenge you, make you think of something you never thought of before. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, but I know when it comes to certain like TV shows, we were talking about, it was Donald Duck in World War II.
Oh, yeah. We looked up all the really racist Disney cartoons.
And, like, I remember what you said, like, they're probably all old white guys who are making fun of Koreans and whoever else we were in war with. I don't even remember.
Japan. Doing, like, really offensive stereotype voices. And you just know it's a bunch of old white dudes. I have to go attend to something, but I'll be back.
All right. Yeah, cool. All right, well, let's take another little...
He's talking to one of our hosts, but we can still take a break.
Oh, yeah, we'll take a little break real quick. We went into a really weird discussion about TV shows. I was going to do conspiracies, but this is much more...
Oh, I can do conspiracies.
You want to do conspiracy? It's spooky season.
Nothing spookier than in the government PSYOP.
Oh, you want to... What is that about?
I don't know. I just, you know, conspiracies in general. PSYOP's a word that people use. I watch a lot of this one YouTuber who covers a lot of this stuff, so... I feel like I'm hip to it a little bit.
Do you believe in like the 9/11 that it was like an inside project?
I used to when I was younger, but like now I don't even know. Like, like with a lot of these conspiracies, and there's a real term for it. I don't remember what it is, but it's like the larger the conspiracy, the more people have to be involved, so right. the less likely it's a conspiracy. Like the moon landing, like somebody would have talked by now if that was fake, you know?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Or like the JFK assassination.
Yeah, I see. I just think like those theories, like you have, like they have no evidence. It's like it's like the creepypastas that I'm looking up. Like they have no evidence of any of that stuff not happening or actually happening. They're just saying it just to like, I guess, get good like views or mm-hmm. likes or whatever.
Some of them do have evidence. Like, do you look into like the assassination of MLK?
No, I didn't look at that. No,
you should look into that. Like, there's some hard evidence. Like, his family like sued the government for like conspiracy and won.
Really?
Yeah. And like the FBI was like sending him letters telling him to like off himself and stuff. It's a there's a lot there that you're like, oh wait a minute, did the FBI kill Martin Luther King? For legal reasons, FBI, if you're listening, this is all a joke, and I mean all this in parody.
Wow.
I don't want to get disappeared.
That's another theory. The government will make you disappear if you, like, mess up to, like, aliens or conspiracies and shit.
What about that dude in Mexico that had the little ET in the jar?
Who was that?
This was, like, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
This is recent. I didn't
know that. I mean, this dude's full of shit, but... I think we talked about it at work. Yeah, it was like down in Mexico. He presented it to the government there. Yeah, encounter with alien, quote, alien bodies in Mexico. Here, I'll show you a photo. Remember this? The white body in the white coffin?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, well, it turns out this guy has done this before, so he's probably full of shit, but, you know. I hope aliens just look like humans and no one ever knows.
Well, that is a theory out there, too, that, like, aliens do look like humans and they're just disguised as, like, an ordinary you or me.
They live among us.
Do you believe that they live more in the sea or in space? Because the ocean is only like 5%. That's only 5% of the ocean is discovered.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. Like, I've thought about it a lot. There's probably alien life forms out there, but like, I mean, how do you even start like assuming what they might look like?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's the thing too. Like, we have evidence of UFOs, but like, we don't have actual pictures and all the pictures look hazy. Like, it makes me question it.
Yeah, that's probably all just government stuff, you know, like experimental government tech and stuff. Like, I'm way more likely to believe that than, like, little green men and flying saucers.
What about Bob Lazar? Do you know who that is?
No.
He worked at Area 51.
Oh.
So he worked at Area 51, and he was actually working on the saucer-shaped UFOs. Mm-hmm. And he said it was designed for, you know, someone who was as tall as, you know, a 5-foot person, a 6-foot person. And then they would do experiments in the 80s where they would shoot, like, UFOs up in the sky. So he took a bunch of his friends in the middle of the night to take pictures of these saucers going up in the sky. And the government caught him doing that, fired him from Area 51, and then they tried to kill him. They bugged his house, and the government actually discovered that his wife cheated on him, too, in the process. So this guy was just...
having a bad time.
Lost his job. About to get assassinated, wife cheated on him and possibly divorced him. It's a whole like thing on Joe Rogan that he talked about. And when he got off of Joe Rogan that day, he got a call from the government. So the government's still harassing Bob Lazar today.
Now, can we verify any of the things that Bob Lazar has said, or are we all just taking his word for it?
I mean, I kind of believe it because, like, but that's the thing, though. Like, when it comes to UFO guys and ghost guys, like,
they're all full of shit.
They're all full of shit. But you actually kind of believe them, too. But
well, that's the thing. Like, all these dudes go on things like Joe Rogan and all this shit just to get clout.
Yeah.
Like, just to get clicks and stuff. I think they're all fucking lying.
But Bob Lazar was, like, 1980s. So, I mean, whoever, like, believes something, like, you could believe anything in 1980.
Yeah, exactly. That before the internet, that was like, you know, you think about, like, crimes and stuff. Like, you could just do whatever you wanted to, basically. Yeah. Unless it's, like, you know, super obvious. But, like... And, like, you rob a bank, you just hit the highway, you're just gone. They'll never find you.
I mean, today, though, like, with internet, the internet sucks.
Well, surveillance systems are, like, real deal, you know, especially in, you know, parts of the world where they've got CCTV cameras on every block. Like, how are you going to commit a crime? And, like, AI facial recognition, like, you're done.
Do you like AI or no?
Not really. I mean, I think it would be good for stuff where, like, there might be human error, like surgeries and stuff, like, to use computers and that. But when it comes to like art or like generating creative things, I think that's bad.
Yeah.
There was a story I saw yesterday where the Gollum video game that was going to come out or that did come out and was like a total shit show.
Right.
So the studio for that released an apology and they misspelled Lord of the Rings. They called it Lord of the Ring. So it turns out some of the developers from that recently spoke up and were like, yeah, that apology was written by ChatGPT.
Yeah, I read that. I think I read something like that last night.
Yeah, so and that's like the dangerous part of like you don't know. It's hard to tell what's AI and what's not. I can't even imagine being like a teacher or professor with kids writing papers now.
It's probably, I mean, I would have to ask my cousin because she's a teacher at a charter school. So, and she tells me like all the, like, she tells me like some fucked up stuff about these kids, like, and what they're doing. Like, plagiarism is at a high rise right now.
Yeah, I used ChatGPT yesterday just for shits and giggles because I was like trying to sign up for this thing where you like review restaurants. I was like, all right, just tell me top three restaurants in the Delaware Valley. It gave me like a 6-paragraph essay in like 10 seconds. Like, it's like the dark side of the force. Like, how are you not going to be tempted by that?
All the kids are going to use it.
Yeah. And I mean, I think there are like programs that can detect AI, but it's AI, bro. It'll just learn to not get detected.
I don't think I told you this story, but I got, apparently I got caught for plagiarism in college and I got, it wasn't the demerit. He said he gave me like some weird, like, point. It was like a weird point system that they had. So like it was, I don't even know what the topic was on, but anyways, we did a topic and I guess I copied and pasted it and didn't cite the source.
Oh yeah.
But I asked him, I was like, so where did I plagiarize? He was like, oh, we'll get to that in 5 minutes. And he never told me where I plagiarized. And I still got it like a C on the paper.
I mean, that's better than getting like expelled.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one kid did plagiarize in school. Like he literally just copied and pasted the whole fucking thing and plagiarized. And the teacher gave him an F and said, you plagiarized. So now it's going to go to the dean of computer science.
Tough. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that can happen. Like you can get flagged.
That's what it was. Flagged. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I mean, hated college.
Don't cheat.
Well, that's the thing. Well,
if you're going to cheat, don't get caught.
Well, that kid was stupid, though. He just copied and pasted the whole fucking paragraph of whatever he was doing, and that was it.
Yeah, that's not going to work, especially like if you have to use like Turnitin or something. That Turnitin is very strict for flagging that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what teachers use, but like...
ChatGPT.
Well, now they do.
Probably good to grade papers with AI, assuming it's not like subjective questions, like math and shit. You can just run it through AI.
I think AI is going to be the bane of existence, or well, I think it's going to take over the world.
I think it's going to lead to the death of art because most people like that aren't like actively paying attention to this stuff. They'll have no way to distinguish what's AI and what's not.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're going to like totally lose the human element of things, and no one's even going to know. And that's already like we're already down the path of like art like being dead, where like you know everybody just wants Marvel movies and stuff, and that's what makes the most money.
Yeah, well, I read something that a radio guy, I'm not going to say who it is, he says he got a job in radio, and he had to sign a contract where when he retires, they're going to use the AI and use his voice to do radio shows. I'm thinking that's kind of stupid.
Yeah, I mean, they did that with James Earl Jones, right? He signed over the rights to Darth Vader so he didn't have to do the voice anymore. I don't know. I'm against that. Just hire a new person.
Yeah, that's
I know
all
that
do.
Like people are like diehards. They're like, no one can do it like him. I'm like, they probably could.
Yeah.
And if they can't, then you can get a new person to do an interpretation of that character. Like people get so defensive of these like legacy characters that they can't be recast. I'm like, it's fine, dude. Like you have the old stuff. Just go watch that.
Well, the same thing is going to happen when Harrison Jones retires to do Indiana
Ford.
Yeah. Or Harrison Jones.
Harrison Jones.
Did I say Harrison
man.
Jones? What am I thinking? Harrison Ford.
I mean, they already got his ass on the internet because they did the deepfakes and stuff in the new one.
Yeah, so, I mean, once he retires, someone's going to get butthurt about Indiana Jones being recast. But I thought it was going to be Shia LaBeouf. I thought he was going to...
They were setting that up, and then Shia LaBeouf is a crazy person, so they didn't
want to... Just do it!
Yeah, he went, like, off the deep end, and they were like, all right, we're not going to do this.
I need one of those sound effects things that's just like, just do it.
Yeah, you should get a soundboard in here. We have the technology.
Yeah, we do. We used to have Zeta in here.
Oh, wow.
So, like, whenever, like, say if, like, somebody wasn't there and I was doing a show in here, I would actually do the computer work in here.
But those were the days.
Yeah, those were the days. Well, let's take a quick break. Thank you for coming on, though.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
I mean, this was a conversation that we flowed with.
Yeah, maybe I'll be a co-host in the future.
That would be awesome.
TJ and Sam TV really flows off the tongue.
Yeah, that would be cool because we got somebody. Oh. He left. All right, yeah, so we'll take a break. We'll be back, and we'll close out the show. Oh, by the way, we have an interview tomorrow. Well, I have an interview tomorrow with Gaz Reynolds, so I'm going to play one of his songs probably tomorrow. So I'll be back. Let's take a break.
off, this party looks whack. Let's take it back to straight hip-hop and start it from scratch. I'm about to bloody this track up, everybody get back. That's why my pen needs a pad, cause my rhyme's on the red tag. It's like I did with a Dixon, I'm about to break it. Like,
hey-o! We're back. We're gonna close out the show. This is a great song, The Zerk, Eminem. You know, I actually read a story about this song, and I'm probably not going to talk about it because I do want to end the show and I do have to go. But yeah, this is a great song. Just hear it. Let's listen to the chorus.
All night long.
Pull your beard out. Just weird out.
All night long. We're gonna rock this house until we knock it down. So turn the volume out.
Too bad America's Got Talent. All right. So that's going to wrap up today's show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, make sure you smash a like and subscribe. Also, thanks to Sam, who actually joined the show. That was a really good episode. Yeah, spooky season, conspiracy theories, all that fun stuff. All right, everybody. Love y'all to death. I'll see you guys later. Like I said, we have an interview tomorrow. Gaz Reynolds, that's going to be premiering tomorrow at some point. And yeah, so talk to you guys later, and bye.